a proposed $18 billion merger involving the company that owns the New York Stock Exchange has come undone. NYSE Euronext had wanted to join forces with the owner of Germany's biggest exchange, but NPR's Jim Zeroli reports that European regulators scrapped the deal, worried it would have hurt the competition in the financial markets.
NYSE officials had been sending signals for weeks that the merger was in trouble. Then today, European officials confirmed what everyone was expecting. They had decided to block the merger of NYSE Euronext and Deutsche Börse. The EU's competition commissioner, Joaquin Almunia, said the deal would have led to higher prices in the financial markets.
These two companies constrain each other's prices and compete in product and technology innovation. Therefore, it would have eliminated a healthy process of competition.
Even in an area of radical change in the markets, the proposed merger had raised eyebrows around the world. It would have placed the venerable New York Stock Exchange in the hands of a German company incorporated in the Netherlands. The new company would have had trading operations throughout Europe and the U.S., with exchanges in Paris, Lisbon, Brussels, and Amsterdam. EU officials had noted last month that the new company would have overwhelmingly dominated the trading in certain kinds of derivatives, the complex financial instruments that enable investors to bet on the prices of commodities and other assets. James Angel is an associate professor of finance at Georgetown University.
The big issue is the merger would have dominated European futures trading in a way that made the European regulators just say no.
The two companies tried to argue that the deal would have saved money by creating economies of scale, but they were unable to convince regulators to change their minds. The decision leaves the New York Stock Exchange's future murky for now, but Angel says it still has a lot of options.
This is not a company that had to merge out of weakness. This is a company that was trying to merge because they wanted more efficiency, they wanted more revenue, they wanted more profits. And there are plenty of other opportunities around the world.
NYSE Euronext officials said they were deeply disappointed by today's decision, which they said was based on a fundamental misunderstanding of the derivatives market. The companies are free to appeal the EU's ruling in court, but officials seemed unlikely to do so, saying it was time to move on. Jim Zeroli, NPR News, New York.